Frescando pra essa.
That's our intro.
Mornings.
Mornings.
Mornings and welcome to Paisco Prasa Movie Cock Talk. This is the show where Jody and I do our favorite thing and talk cock about movies.
K at K.
K at K. But it's not just movies, it's subjects, mm-hmm. whatever we want to talk about. That is not actual reviews and so on. But you'll get the gist of it as we go on.
There'll be plenty.
This show, though, is actually a part Twitter.
It's a continuation.
To be continued. And I think it speaks to the franchise that we're talking about because it's one giant continuous story.
Yes, it is. The Fogger.
Also, it's a lot of movies, so we had to break it up into two parts.
Yeah, it was impossible to do them in one.
It was Mission Impossible.
Which we might also be doing.
Jody, I'm foreshadowing.
You really are.
God. Anyway.
Not to be confused with foreskinning.
Yeah, no. Foreskinning is a whole different thing. That's when you take your... No. Okay. That's a different podcast. So, yeah, I think we're going to dive right into it.
Let's do it.
Movie Cack Talk.
Fast Five came out in 2011.
Yes, it did.
77% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Nice. Yeah. That is almost threefold improvement on the last one.
100%. Not 100%. 77%. This one is also directed by Justin Lin. And this is the turning point. Fast Five. This is the one that I like to call the heist one.
This is the heist one.
Yeah. So where we left off, Dom was serving, he was supposed to be serving 25 years mm-hmm. in prison, right?
But he was still on the Golden Arrow on his way to Portsmouth at this point, so.
No, that bus is better than a Golden Arrow. No. So then Brian, Mia, and...
And the two guys, what's his name?
Leo from, and Santos.
Yes, Leo and Santos.
Yeah, so Leo and Santos, they go and try and stop the bus so they can break Dom. I kept, in my notes, I kept writing Dom, but I kept reading it as Dom.
Which is Afrikaans for stupid.
Yeah. I don't think anyone international listens to us.
We've got
right
international
now.
Fans.
Really?
We've got international listeners, dude. We've got
from
them.
Which countries?
We have in New Zealand. We've got in the UK. We also have in the US.
Ah, good day, mate.
The US, not Australia. The shrimp on the barbie.
Yeah, shrimp on the barbie and put a vote Trump.
Yeah.
Biden. I don't know. Whatever you want. Anyway, those prisoners should be dead.
Everyone.
From this yeah, like.
That bus does
that
like
bus
seven
rolls.
Somersaults.
I couldn't believe it. I didn't remember it like that.
Best part, no one dies. No one escapes.
No.
Except for stupid.
Except for, yeah. But also, how is that possible?
I haven't the argument. Anyway, we digress.
Yeah, we digress. So, they are now on the lam.
Yes.
And once again, they go to Brazil.
They go to Brazil.
Brazil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because guess who's in Brazil?
Angry Man. Angry Man is back.
Yeah, he worked his way down South America, to quote him.
And that's what it took for him to deal with those issues. And he is less angry.
Also, I don't like that, what you call it, like he's almost like characterization of he got flushed down the toilet from the US and worked his way down south and almost like all of that shit and sewage. And then he ended up in Brazil.
What does that say about the country?
That's what he's...
I know.
That's how he makes it sound.
But like, yo, rough.
Yo,
but he's back and he's nicer now, which I appreciate.
Apparently.
Yeah, and...
He still doesn't like pasta.
How would he, though? I mean, Buster's still a Buster.
Buster's with Mia.
Yeah, Buster's... We're talking about Brian, by the way, because they famously call him Buster throughout the series. Yeah, so they have a new job. Mm-hmm. Dom meets them there. So it's actually Brian and Mia that now must know.
That hook up with they're Vince. Waiting for, Dom to meet up with him.
And this is the first time that Brian and Dom are actually working together, no drama, as a team.
Yes.
I love that train chase.
The train, that opening,
it's so good.
That was so good.
So,
man.
Love that scene, especially the one where the part where they ride off the cliff. I thought that was so cool. The air just moving, that's all you hear.
It's so iconic, right? Yeah. I mean, I think that's almost like a poster for where the series is going.
Yeah, Thelma and Louise.
Except they don't die.
Yeah. So this actually is the introduction of Hobbs.
Yes.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson plays Hobbs.
Yeah,
he's so wet.
He's so wet. Yeah, much like we had previously mentioned, Ma Rainey.
The sweat is its own character on Hobbs.
The intensity of sweat that is Hobbs.
He's so wet all the time. And it was so distracting.
Yeah, but I think there's a part where they go like from scene to scene and then he's dry in the one scene and then it looks like they paused and they had a spray bottle.
Yeah.
And it's like his intensity because he's clearly burning up shit inside his body. That's some bitch. And then he just starts sweating.
Hobbs is so... He's the next like level. We were talking about big dick energy in Vin Diesel's character in Dom, but Hobbs is like more big dick energy. Yes. And he's quite intense. He's a no-nonsense muscle man. Mm-hmm. Shiny. And like he has some of the best lines in the series, but we'll talk about that.
He does. And he also comes with his own team.
He does come with his own team. Mm-hmm. Mia looks different again in this film.
She's been on the run.
She's malnourished.
She's pregnant.
Malnourished and pregnant. Uh-huh.
So, she does look different again.
They're on the run or whatever, and they have to do this thing. And so they assemble the team. Mm-hmm. This is my favorite part because they say they're going through the team like a heist movie and he's like, we need a chameleon. Mm-hmm. And then they choose an Asian man.
Yeah. Fit in anywhere.
I don't understand that. He could fit in anywhere in Asia. Yes. I'll give him that.
But not Brahil.
No, not Brahil.
Do you have any idea what Dom's plan was?
No.
Because there are very specific things that he needs.
Yeah.
We've got Giselle who's going to pay the rates and stuff because she has utilities and...
Yeah.
And weapons. Yeah. So she pays the rates and water and stuff like that.
Of course, she keeps the ship afloat.
Keeps it afloat. Mm. We've got Han, who's our chameleon. We've got the talker, the smooth talker.
He is not a smooth talker.
It doesn't come in anywhere.
It does not come in anywhere. Roman is the worst.
We've got Tej, who's circuits. Yeah. Right? Who I don't think they meant is the computer hacker necessarily.
No.
But that's where he goes. And then we need two precision drivers.
Well, we find out why they need two precision drivers.
But this is my question. That plan has changed like multiple times, right?
It did.
Because they figure out reasons why nothing works. Why did he need that combination of people? Because he clearly had everything planned out when he's giving that speech.
They were in the script and the contracts were drawn up. And you need those people back.
Nitpicking aside, it sounds amazing. And it's such an awesome way that they bring everyone together.
Yeah.
Do Leo and Santos have any role there? They're the brute force, right?
Yes.
I didn't mention them now, but
they are also the Latin.
Yeah.
Because I'll give them this. They are a very diverse group of people. Yeah. I love that about this film.
I do.
Brian is the whitest white. And that's fine. There's one whitest white. I love that. In movies, like in tropes generally, and it's something that I've realized is when they tell you what the plan is going to be, it never goes to plan.
No, nothing ever goes.
And if they hold the plan from you, then you find out the plan went perfectly. So I don't know what Zom's plan was, man. His plan was just to get the people in the same country.
It must have been like you said, because they didn't tell us. It all worked out exactly how he wanted. I want to add another thing that I love. This is actually something Jenna mentioned. And she was saying how this one has got such iconic scenes.
Yeah, like it really does.
We touched on that falling off of the cliff.
Yep.
You know that panning shot of Brazil with the Jesus statue where they show the whole layout of
Christ the Redeemer.
Yeah. Mm. They've got that. There are so many scenes in this one that just like you remember it afterwards.
Yeah.
You associate it with the Fast Saga.
I like to think that this is where Justin Lin kind of saw it going.
Definitely. But I will say also the growth that we've seen between, again, Dom and Brian, because they are our focus.
Because they're full-on friends.
They are full-on friends. Yeah. So their relationship, a lot of the growth feels organic.
Yeah.
And the story growth feels organic as well. It doesn't feel like we've gone from what happened in part four to spaceships.
Yeah. So Gal Gadot is now part of the team as well.
Yes, Giselle.
She's still a bad actress, but she's got a thing for Han.
Yeah.
This is the start of their like...
Yeah, and they kind of paired people off, right? So immediately see Tej and Roman, even though they didn't
racist.
Like the two black guys are friends.
And you know, they keep ribbing each other and stuff. Yeah.
And then they do almost like the Bad Boys thing because the two black guys don't but like
this
the
is,
two.
This is what Abby mentioned to me. She's like, they wanted them to be the Bad Boys of the Fast and Furious, but they just don't have the chops.
No.
They don't have the Will Smith and Martin Lawrence
they're
chemistry.
They're not magnetic enough. No. They're not. What I will say, though, about Roman, you and I might disagree on this, actually, but his comedic timing.
Yeah, fuck off.
I'd love the stuff that he says.
No, come on.
For me, I don't have as many lols in the series.
But
that,
what is the point then?
I'm not saying he's matching his character.
He's bad.
I'm saying I love his jokes.
He doesn't. His jokes are horrible.
Guys, hit us up in the comments and let Ross know why he's wrong.
Just you yourself, keep it to yourself.
You just have to embrace it.
No, I'm sorry. I embrace a lot of things with this franchise. I really do.
You do.
But Roman is not one of them.
Nah, I love Roman in this one.
Roman is horrible, Jody.
I love it.
We will forever disagree about this. His timing is not great and his lines are trash.
Nah, I love
it. I lolled at one line.
I think you're being hypocritical.
For a franchise like this, it's supposed to be... okay, first and foremost, it's action franchise. Mm-hmm. I get it. But if you're going to pepper comedy in there, make sure the comedy is solid, man.
I loved it.
Bro, I can't believe
something
it.
I didn't like. Mm. I thought Reyes was useless as a villain.
Yeah.
I felt like it was just doing Braga again, except more...
Brazilian.
Not just more Brazilian, but Reyes was almost like... This, you know, he's super rich, he's super powerful. Everyone bows down to him.
Yeah.
The police and everyone is under his thing. So they had almost like he's bigger in that regard.
Yeah.
So he's like Braga.
He's more powerful.
Exponentially. Yeah. So, but he was also just not really useful as a villain.
But the thing is, yeah, it's fine because I like that the focus is more on the team and the new direction that they're taking.
Definitely.
So I was okay with that. But you're right. Compared to other villains in the franchise, he's weak. Yeah.
Yeah.
A highlight for me, Bikini Bottom handprint scanner. Mm.
Because logic.
So they need to get the handprint of Reyes and they send Ludacris.
Originally, they send Han.
Yes, they do. No, sorry. Yeah, they
the
send
plan
Han,
is to send Han.
Because Han is a chameleon,
he
as
can
you
get
know.
Anywhere.
And he's the only Asian at this party.
He's not going to stand up. They won't remember him at all.
So Giselle goes with him and it's like, oh, you can't send a man to do a woman's job type thing. And she goes to flirt with Reyes and he scans it. He leaves a handprint because he's touching a bum on her bikini.
Yes.
They never mention that a bikini is some sort of special fabric.
No, it's normal bikini-al. What's material?
No, Abby will know. She's got a red. Spandex. I don't know. But I'm no fabric expert or sort of CSI expert. I don't think you can pull a handprint from a bikini material.
If Tej tells me I can, I believe him. Because he's also got all the equipment to do.
He's got everything.
CSI
Who's
stuff.
Funding this, by the way?
Hopes and Dreams.
Ah. And then Salute Mi Familia. This is the first time. Family was always a theme, but this one is why there's that poignant moment where he's like, money is whatever.
Money comes and goes.
But the people in this room are the most important thing. Salute Mi Familia. Mm. I did enjoy that.
That's a beautiful moment.
It really is.
And we already feel the bond that group of characters have, right? Which is pretty awesome. It's a really amazing achievement when you think about these disparate characters that they brought together.
Yeah.
Everyone theoretically had a reason, but they made us feel as though they're a unit and that they work well together and that they are close.
Yeah.
All in the space of... that one fall.
Well, they don't need Roman.
They need Roman.
They never need Roman. The final heist chase action sequence. Uh-huh. Come on, man.
Dude, as unbelievable as it is, I'm invested.
It's amazing.
I'm invested. And then Mia proves her worth because she's calling out Mia.
So one of the best action sequences, I think,
it's ever. Crazy.
It's just the idea of it, like two cars dragging a safe through a city and the damage that the safe does as it like rolls with the momentum of them like turning and stuff. It's so good.
I know. And as like I keep saying, it's so unbelievable, right?
It but, is.
Oh, they do it well, man.
For some scenes, they were actually dragging like a model, like a rebuilt model of the safe. Mm-hmm. And then for other scenes, there was a car inside it. And they had built this safe around the car. Mm-hmm. And the stunt driver was in there. And he had like a tiny gap to see
what
through.
The hell?
So they were pulling this thing. And there was a stunt driver like driving the... It's amazing.
That's amazing.
It's really, really good.
Someone we forgot to mention.
Who's
not part of the... Who's part of Hobbs' team. And I mention her now because...
Elsa Pataky.
Yes.
Pataky.
Yeah. Elena.
Yes. We have to mention her
because... Yeah. I'm going to start the hashtag because of Elena.
We'll get into that. Yeah,
I just want to make mention of her.
Yeah. My note for the chase scene was physics be damned. It's so
physics
much fun.
Physics be damned.
So much fun.
You don't care.
Yeah.
You just don't care.
I don't care.
Even it's at the so end when Dom pulls it alone, even though they earlier show that you can't pull it alone, and then he just does it
because his car is the superest car in the superest way.
And it's the driver behind the wheel.
It's not what you have underneath the hood, Jody. It's who's behind the wheel.
He knows how to finesse that.
He finesses
that accelerator.
But I love that moment where he was just moving side to side on the highway and it's just taking out cars.
Yeah. It's just doing whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah, whatever he needs
it's
to
like
do.
It's like your Jack Russell on a leash.
Yeah.
But just so much more dangerous.
Yeah, so Hobbs was a big highlight for me just because of how ridiculous he is.
He also was a proper antagonist to them for the longest part of this movie. Because the actual heist is like the main part, right?
Yeah.
The stealing of the thing. But as we said, Reyes is a useless antagonist.
Yeah.
Now we've got Hobbs who proves how badass he is immediately in this film.
And their fight was so good.
Their fight was amazing.
Diesel and
Dwayne.
They're the same people, yeah. Dom and Diesel.
Yeah.
So when the two of them fight in their contracts, as you, I think you're aware, but in their contracts, they can't specifically lose a fight.
Yeah.
And whatever the person they're fighting does to them, they have to do to that person. Mm-hmm. So when
they
Hobbs smashes him.
Number of punches.
Exactly.
Everything is
so when Hobbs takes Dom through a window, Dom then takes Hobbs through a window, like tit for tat. Mm.
Tete-a-tete.
Like, it's actually, once you realize that and you watch the fights again,
you see it all play out. And then it ends with Dom almost cheating, but not.
Yeah.
You know?
So, the role of Hobbs was originally envisioned for Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, because of U.S. Marshals and the
I see that, but not with the action that they...
Less of the fight.
Yeah, less of the fight and more of the BDE. More BDE, less of the fighting. According to Vin Diesel, it was because of a Facebook fan suggestion that they actually cast The Rock. Yeah, because a fan was like, you should cast The Rock. Her name is Jan Kelly. I'm putting you on blast. You should cast The Rock because you guys would work so well on screen together. And then Vin Diesel was like, maybe she's right. And then they reached out to The Rock and Hobbs was created. Jody's taking a piss right now. He doesn't know this, but I'm going to leave this in the podcast. We literally, on our recorder, we don't know where the pause button is. So Jody's like, I need to pee and I can't stop recording because I don't want to press the wrong button.
How do you feel?
So good. He feels relieved. So even talking about that fight between The Rock and Vin Diesel, that took a week to shoot.
Shit.
Yeah, bro.
Shit.
That's a long-ass fight.
How do you keep going back? You know what I mean?
Acting, Jody. Acting. Being professional.
Choreography.
Doing what you're there to do. Okay, getting the job done. And then when the team steal the four Dodge Charger police cars and then they race, right?
Yes.
When they pull away the... Roman's cars.
These lights go on.
That was an accident.
Of course it was.
But they kept it in because it's something Roman would do.
Yes.
That just shows how fucking irritating that character is.
Also, that race is so dumb, eh? Like, I'm explaining to Jeddah. Technically, those are four cars that have the same amount of power. Same everything.
Yeah, same
right?
everything. But now is the one time. When it's the guy behind the wheel, it makes the difference. Yeah.
But it's like if Roman set off before everyone else, there's no,
no
way
they're
going to
catch him.
Man.
No.
They're not stopping for him.
No, they're not. I mean, they're all like capable drivers.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then South American film reviewers did not like the film's depiction of Rio de Janeiro. Because they showed it like a drug-infested haven for trafficking.
They only show us the
corruption favelas,
really. Yeah. Right? That's all we see.
So they didn't like that.
Yeah.
But overall, I thought this movie was awesome.
I loved it.
So much fun.
Yeah. Loved it. It was for at that point, I think the benchmark for Fast and Furious and what they can
Yeah, and it, I'm totally in it. I'm with you on the pivot, bruh. Mm-hmm. The way you're taking me now, I'm along for the ride. To the passenger seat.
This one made a shitload of money.
It did make a shitload of money, yeah.
At a budget of $125 million, which is substantially more, about $40 million more than the previous two films.
Yeah.
But it made $626
million. Yes, that's a lot, eh?
That's win. That's like...
That's a major win. And I mean, this franchise was on the decline.
It was. Yeah. I mean, Tokyo Drift, it actually... there was no reason to make another one after that. It actually bombed. And then this one...
That takes us... to Fast and Furious 6. Where are we on the titles now? We are
so
Fast 5.
Fast 5 and then Fast and Furious
Fast
6.
Fast and Furious 6.
And then Furious 7.
No, don't jump ahead, Jody.
My bad.
This one is also directed by Justin Lin. So he is now like he helms the entire franchise at this point. 70% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. I feel it. Feel it.
That's fine. 7% less.
Mm-hmm.
But fine. Brian is a daddy.
Brian's a daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his life is... Bored?
He's so bored. he's dicing in the drop-off lane.
That scene is so stupid. He can't figure out how to...
Yeah, because he clearly didn't put the child in or ever drive his child anywhere before because he just has no idea how anything works.
Yeah. They give a full recap in the opening credits this time.
Which I loved.
I did love that because I felt like, shit, I forgot so much.
This is the one with... No, it's this one.
What song is that?
This moment.
Yeah. I think it's that one. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Which happens to be my favorite song.
Really?
I like that song.
I fucking hate it. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's just
it's
not
fine. It's okay.
Yeah. Hobbs is a huge fan of police brutality.
Yeah, there's no rules.
Like it's
in Hobbs' world.
It's crazy to me that he got away with that. He walks into this thing, they say, "Oh, you got 5 minutes." He's like, "I only need two." And he beats the shit out of this guy.
Yeah, and also this isn't like in the US. He's at the Interpol office.
Yes. And he just doesn't have jurisdiction.
He destroys that room with that guy's back and face and then just walks out.
Yeah, I'm very upset by that.
Hobbs has got a new partner. So at this point, he doesn't have a team anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He's got his new partner played by Gina Carano, which I thought was a cool casting.
Oh, also, we didn't actually touch on the romance between Dom and...
Elena,
yeah.
Yeah, so the previous movie actually ends with Elena
leaving the police force, yeah.
Because her and Dom had like a whole relationship.
Back and forth, yeah. They connect because they have lost loved ones.
Yes.
So she lost her husband in like some shooting or whatever. Yes. And then Dom lost Letty.
Mm-hmm.
So the two of them, they kind of connected in their pain.
Yeah, and they together now. What we haven't quite touched on is actually timeline. So, after Tokyo Drift,
Han
dies,
yes.
We actually, every movie afterwards, up until 7,
is a prequel.
Set before Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
So, they actually have set everything as a prequel until the end of 6.
So, Tokyo Drift is basically set in 2013.
Yeah.
Because it's immediately after this film.
Exactly.
So, Han is in this one. Mia looks different again.
Because why wouldn't she?
Yeah, but that brings me to another thing. There's too much pressure on actresses to look slim and young and so on. I'm tired of it.
It's stupid.
It's cock stupid. Yeah. Like, just age gracefully.
Mm. Men don't have that same pressure.
Men don't have that same pressure. Anyway, that's a whole another argument. Maybe
it'll be on a future MKT.
Another MKT, yeah. Hobbs is still at peak BDE.
Yeah.
Okay.
Roid raging.
Yeah, roid raging and flip cars are awesome.
Yes.
Right?
They're so cool.
They're so cool. They're basically F1 cars with a ramp in front that can flip cars over.
I was trying to explain to Jenna like how amazing it would be to drive one of those.
Yeah.
Because it's a go-kart that can drive like 300 kilometers per hour.
It's so amazing. I love that idea. That was such a cool sequence.
It was so cool. We also get introduced to a very cool villain, I think.
Yeah, sure.
Owen Shaw.
For sure.
For sure.
Owen Shaw.
For sure. Owen Shaw with his team, I think, is probably one of the best introductions.
They are better. They are better team than our team.
Than our familia.
Yeah. I think so.
Because they've been going for a while, clearly.
Yeah. Like, and they also have like the proper skills. They all have military background. Okay, Letty's the only one that comes from the streets.
Yeah, but her streets transcend.
Yeah, her streets transcend.
Everything.
So, spoiler alert, Letty's alive. That's what brings Dom back.
Phoenix didn't kill her.
Phoenix didn't kill her. For some reason, he decided to shoot.
Cooler to blow up.
But he...
Which again, last in the car.
If you're a stone cold killer, you shoot in the person. You're not shooting the fucking car. Again, stupid. But anyway, Alina lets him go because she says, if it was my husband and I found out that he could be alive, I would go. So go and look for
her. She just endorses that trip.
Yeah, which is fine,
I guess.
And then
Dom is like, dope.
Yeah, cool. It's Letty.
I'm back.
Yeah, so he's in it. He's in it again because he's trying to find Letty.
Letty's back with no memory of her past.
Yeah, she's got amnesia.
Amnesia.
Nice and convenient.
Anesthesia.
Yeah, I know. It's very convenient that she has amnesia.
Yes, it really is.
But she can still drive. She still remembers that.
And she knows she likes to dice.
Yeah.
Also.
She loves dicing. The comic relief does not have good comedic timing. That is Tej and Roman.
I still like Roman.
We will forever disagree about
this. I think that this one is the most Hollywood-y blockbuster that we've seen so far.
Okay.
And I think that's where a lot of the comedic stuff come in. So what my note was, I had the most laugh out loud moments in this one, I think.
Yeah.
There were. Because I'm just like, I'm along for the ride, man. There's lots to nitpick in this film.
Yeah, there's a lot.
But I'm having so much fun that I don't actually care.
Yeah.
So I had the most lols, the most like moments.
But that's this move. That's this franchise now.
That's what it's
I know. Like. Highway Jump is crazy impossible.
So impossible. So many bones are going to break.
And quite interesting to note that Letty and Brian talk to each other for the first time in this film.
Oh, wow. That is true, eh?
Yeah.
Because everything else is backstory.
Yeah,
for them.
And they've never actually had lines together.
Together, yeah.
But that is so stupid because fucking when she dies, then Brian is like, Letty was my friend too. But we never saw that.
We didn't see anything.
No.
Yeah. But we get swept up in it, right?
We do because it's fine. It's fine.
I want to talk about the ensemble. And I want to say that we were introduced to the team in 5, but they are so gelled in this next one. As a team working together, it's like, it just works so well, man.
They do work well together. I'll give them that.
It's so much fun seeing them together.
Yeah. Except they don't need Roman. But okay.
Apart from that, it's all gravy.
Super headbutt. Did you remember that?
Love the super headbutt.
Love the super headbutt in the fight on the plane.
Yeah.
And then a super clothesline comes after that.
That's not a clothesline. That was technically the Doomsday device from Legion of Doom. if for the WWE peeps out there.
Yo,
that is Legion of Doom lifting up a bra with the clothesline
on top. Yeah.
Oh.
So good.
So look, they needed to find a reason to get Vin Diesel and Dom to pull up, and they did it.
They did it.
Brilliantly.
And like, it worked out so well with that giant Russian man.
Yeah, that man.
Was he a Russian? No, he was British.
Yeah. But he's so like big. 3 people wide.
Yes, yes.
And that's all bust.
Is this a real person? Is he CGI? Yeah. No, he's so big.
We're going to the plane.
The plane.
The longest
runway. The longest runway in the world.
Tell us how long that runway is, Ross.
Oh, my God. So the 13-minute runway chase.
Driving at
the end. Yeah. So when they did the maths, it would have to be 18 miles long.
Of course.
No runway is that long.
18-mile runways.
No, you
don't. So 18
don't.
Miles is about, how long is that in K? It's like 30-odd kilometers.
Yeah.
Right? You get 30-odd kilometers straight.
What? For a runway, don't be tatty, man.
No bends whatsoever.
I really like Shaw as a villain.
I think
he was super capable and scary. And he was like serious about the mission.
He's so pragmatic. Like they portray him as the inverse of Dom. In that he doesn't care about family. If someone dies, so what?
If he dies, he failed as a soldier.
Exactly. Yeah. So his pragmatism, his skill at what he does makes him actually the perfect foil for Dom and the team.
And one lesson is that family trumps skilled mercenaries.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything. Salute familia.
Cars couldn't hold that plane down.
No.
Those cars.
No. They don't weigh very much in the greater scheme of
things. Did you feel anything for Giselle's death?
I think that I'm going to say death in parentheses because there's obviously discussions on whether she's dead or not.
They mustn't bring... If they bring her back, I'm going to...
In hindsight, I looked at it and I'm like, look, she fell. Shaw did the same.
Shaw also fell. He's fine.
So her fall was actually less hectic than his. the way that she
But then like, if you dies, look at dope. The franchise at all, how Jom just Jom.
Yeah, Jom.
how Dom just jumps out of cars.
Yeah.
Like, she should have survived.
She should be fine.
Yeah.
But Dom's a whole separate entity.
Yeah, that is true. He is the alpha god, BDE yeah. gangster. Yeah. Like, anyway, her death is cool.
It looks cool. I mean, her seeing the guy above Han and she like, lets go of Han and she does that shot. She caps
that guy. Yeah.
Looks amazing.
Very. I mean, she did now disappear into the distance because they couldn't show her like going rolling in, and breaking.
They also don't show her going into a propeller or anything, which is like a more definitive death. So
yeah,
we'll leave that one up in the air for now.
Yeah, I enjoyed this one too. I don't know if I enjoyed it more than 5.
Yeah, it's
starting to get a little ridiculous.
It's tight for me though, and the reason is that the ridiculousness levels go up, but it's still closer to 5 in terms of its sensibilities than the 7 Ghost.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get you on that one. The director Justin Lin said that government officials when he was filming in the Canary Islands. They basically said he had carte blanche to take over like a major road and start blowing everything up. So he's like, they said, hey, yeah, come over. We have this brand new highway you can wreck.
And then that's how you get investment in your country.
100%. Yo, it's kind of funny. Another little tidbit. Rita Ora's cameo was digitally inserted after filming. Weird.
And totally irrelevant.
Like, why?
Yeah.
I understand.
This is London.
Maybe it's like star power that they get these cameos in.
I suppose. She's not as good as Seto.
No, she's not as good as Seto in terms of starting a race. Yeah. Also, she once tweeted that if she gets like a certain amount of likes, and then she'll release her song. But then she got way less.
And she...
Then she said she was hacked. So, yeah, we both enjoyed that one. Which takes us on... to Furious 7. This one is directed by James Wan. Justin Lin actually left because the schedule was too hectic. The studio told him that they want to greenlight the next movie as soon as possible. And they kind of wanted him to film it back to back type thing. And Justin Lin said he can't do that.
It's not like he's only doing the past movies though. He has other stuff.
But like he said that he's going to have to sacrifice the quality of the film and it's too much work. And a lot of people speculate it was just like franchise fatigue.
That, I think so.
Yeah. But they brought in someone who I think was just as capable.
Definitely.
James Wan is so dope.
Yeah, people would love him from Conjuring, obviously.
And I like that they also brought, it's another Asian director.
Yeah.
81% on Rotten Tomatoes. Shaw is super cool. He's also bringing BDE, but it's a muted BDE.
Yes.
It's not Shaw? He actually has a total of 17 lines in this film.
So when you say Shaw, you actually...
Deckard.
Deckard is introduced in this
big
film.
Deckard energy.
He does bring big Deckard energy.
So he's the brother of Owen Shaw.
Yes.
And he, now they...
Who was introduced in a post-credit scene.
Post-credit scene, So now again with the retconning. Retconning is a retroactive continuity where they change things as they feel like it, basically. Yes. They introduced Deckard Shaw in a scene where he is the one that kills Han.
Yeah, so in Tokyo Drift, Han was killed during the escape from TKM and the Yakuza thugs with apparently no external factors.
Yeah. Right?
In this one, at the end of 6, we now see that Deckard Shaw was actually...
Yeah, he rammed him and he set him alight and threw the chain and phoned Dom.
Yeah, he's like...
All in one go.
Dominic Toretto.
You don't know me, but you will know me.
Oi! What a cockney accent you got.
They introduce him. He's so... I really like his introduction scene where he's in the hospital and he's talking to his brother. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then as he leaves, he walks out and you just see the aftermath of what he's done in order to get
utter
to his brother.
Destruction.
Yeah, he like fucking...
He tells the nurses like, if anything happens to my brother... I'm holding you responsible. The two nurses cowering in the corner.
Yeah.
And then he walks out and he's destroyed this whole hospital. He
destroyed the entire hospital.
He's like, bruh, this was not their fault.
Yeah, and then gives the guy a grenade, so he holds this. Boom. I love it. I thought that was very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Dom started Race Wars.
I didn't know that.
We discovered that in this film.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Because he takes Letty back to try and jog her memory.
Yeah, because she's still amnesiac.
She's still amnesiac, but she decided to stay with him.
Letty's memory comes in 5-second clips at this point.
Yeah, it does come.
Which is really convenient for a movie.
I know. It's amazing. And it always involves the chain. So, Dom started Race Wars. I thought that was cool that Dom then started Race Wars.
Yeah. When the team first gets back together, and you see that it's literally at that point only Tej,
yeah,
Roman, Dom, and Brian.
Brian.
I missed the rest of the team.
I like the rest of the team.
I actually, like, having watched it like all together like
this,
I immediately missed the rest of the team. It felt so different.
There was something missing, yeah. Iggy Azalea talking like an American.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Is Azalea short for Australian?
Yeah, mate? It's actually Australian. Oh, I'm Iggy Azalean, mate.
Azalean.
Put a shrimp on the barbie and yeah, you can't.
She was still famous back then.
So then Shaw
not
goes...
digitally inserted.
No. Fuck, they should have digitally exited.
Last Race Wars question. Did Dom have to Uber home? Letty was just
like, I did also say that, but I just assume like people just give Dom cars.
Sicker does.
Yeah.
Like, here's a charge.
They just like, hey, I need to get home. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh my God, take my car that I built with my father. Yeah. Like, yeah, take it.
I love you forever.
I know. Dom has it's the BDE, the gravitational BDE.
They want to ride that BDE.
Then Hobbs is in his office and Helena leaves. Mm-hmm. She's working with him now.
Yeah, Helena's got a haircut.
She's a policeman again.
Mm.
Because Dom found someone better.
New year, new me.
Yeah.
I cut my hair.
It's a horrible haircut. Then him and Shaw fight.
Mm-hmm.
Best rock bottom ever.
Best.
It's the best.
The camera work on that was...
It is the best. It's a rotating camera. And The Rock does his iconic move from WWE. Mm-hmm. Lifts you up by the neck and slams you down. It's called the rock bottom.
Yeah.
But what's amazing about this is that he lifts him, and as he rotates the camera rotates with it.
Mm-hmm. We feel
so
that impact,
good,
dude.
Man.
We feel that impact.
I love it. Yes, that's James Wan.
When my cousins and I played WWE back in the day, we didn't have rotating cameras.
No, we didn't. But we had the heart.
and the carpet.
Yeah, taking out jabronis left and right. Also, they jump out of the window after the explosion. They should be dead.
Yeah.
They go back to footage from Tokyo Drift, right? Bow Wow is there and he's talking to Sean.
Little.
Yeah, because they throw back to that cameo that Vin Diesel had. Sean ages 10 years in a cut.
In the space of just one cut.
That's so funny. I didn't think it would be that jarring, but gee whiz, it was.
Too hard.
Yeah, because he's talking to him when he was younger, like 10 years ago, and then they cut, and he's like, shit, this guy's like almost 40.
He really matured in the space of time.
Yes, that was cuck funny to me. Yeah. We get introduced to Mr. Nobody.
Yes.
I love
Kurt
Nobody.
Russell.
Kurt Russell is
he
the
is
best.
Just hamming it up and having such a good time. And I am down for Kurt Russell
so
in this role.
Good. He steals every scene that he's in.
Because we don't know at that point whether he's a good guy or whether he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
And he straddles that line really well.
So well.
Like, we just don't know.
Yeah, he's like skeevy, but he's also super
nice. I will say that because it starts off with Deckard Shaw, right?
Yeah.
So we get the idea that this whole movie is going to be about the family versus Deckard Shaw.
Yeah.
Then they bring this whole God's plan. You know,
God's eye.
God's eye.
This isn't a Drake song.
They bring God's eye into it.
Yeah.
And then they tell Dom and the crew that you guys are going to use God's eye to find Deckard.
Yeah.
Mint of it. Deckard finds them every bloody time.
This is something
time.
I also brought. He didn't have to do the God's eye thing. All you have to do is wait there.
All
Deckard's
they have to
coming
do is
to you.
Go outside. And Deckard would come to them.
Yes.
He's, at this point, Deckard is basically like Jason Statham's character from Spy.
Yes.
He just pops up in the most random places and catches on shit. And then he disappears again.
Yeah, then he disappears. I brought this up with Abby as well. They didn't have to go through all
so
of that jazz.
I didn't really dig that plot pivot. I think the only reason that they really
dumb.
Did it was to have a reason to have Kurt Russell there.
Yeah.
And to introduce us to Ramsey.
So Kurt Russell's character... Initially, they wanted Denzel Washington to play his character. He turned it down.
For obvious reasons.
Obviously. Like, but then... they were considering two other well-known actors. Halle Berry and Taylor Lautner.
Whoa! Whoa. Yo.
I know.
Same category of people, eh?
No, not the same. You have Oscar winner, Halle Berry, and then fucking Twilight Zone, Taylor Lautner. I don't know how they were going to play it.
I don't quite understand what the thought process.
Look, these are just, the trivia facts that I found.
I would have loved to have been in that meeting. Like, God. These are the alternatives.
Denzel Washington, Halle Berry,
Taylor Lautner.
In this movie also, there's a scene where Kurt Russell is drinking Belgian Pilsner.
Yes.
Right?
And he should have Corona.
Yeah. And they give, this is like Michael Bay product placement. Yeah. He takes out a bucket of ice cold Corona and puts it down. But Corona paid fuck all for product placement.
So it's still the guy from the first one.
It's still the guy.
His memory lives on.
From the first. Like, this is the thing. It's part of Dom's character now to the point where Corona doesn't have to pay shit for it.
And that's all him and nobody bond on, right?
Yeah.
Because then they like talk about it later.
They reference it again. Yeah. Car parachute drop was cool.
Love that.
They actually really did that. They dropped cars from that plane. That was a legit one.
The thing is, though, what happened to
Roman? We don't need Roman.
The thing that happened to Roman is the most realistic depiction of how that would likely go. Everyone else conveniently gets dropped in a place where their car can actually drive.
Yeah.
And then Roman starts floating.
He's the only one spinning. They don't need Roman.
But it's a dope scene.
It is a dope scene, yeah. I love that sequence. Masande enters the game, I said.
Ramsay.
Game of Thrones.
Natalie Emmanuel.
Tony Jaa also in this film.
Yeah.
He should have just kicked Brian off the bus.
He should have. And then he decides I'm going to hand-to-hand him instead.
Yeah, I'm going
to
pull you in to safety.
Do you know what?
Fight you.
What's quite interesting for me there, and we can't talk about this film without mentioning that this is the film where Paul Walker passed away.
Yeah. Well, get to that,
30% or 40% of the movie being shot.
Yeah.
So when you see that fight scene with Tony Jaa in the beginning, they really emphasize that it's Paul Walker doing that. Right? Yes. We see his face a lot. We see it's very clean cut.
Yeah.
It's very bright and everything, which I think is excellent for how it just makes that scene work.
Yeah.
Inversely, the later scene is well shot, the second fight between them, but you can clearly see they're using doubles.
Yeah, and CGI and so on.
It just doesn't work as well. So
they used they had three doubles for that.
Two of them were these
brothers, Cody and Caleb. So they used the one brother because he approximates his body and mannerisms. Then they used the other brother, Cody. Because of his resemblance with the eyes. And then they used a third unidentified actor because he moved apparently like like Paul Walker. So romantic. They're running and shit.
Yeah, so romantic. That.
This is the one line that I laugh for when she, Masande, well, she's just Masande now.
Yeah.
Where she was identifying each group member and saying you guys.
They binary. Yeah. It's ones and zeros. She's a hacker.
Oh, yeah. She's a hacker person. Mm. And she was saying, like, you got offended by the hacker, so you must be the tech guy. Mm. And then she calls Dom Alpha. Mm. And then she gets Tyrese. And Tyrese is like, double Alpha.
Wrong.
I thought that was funny.
That was a lol.
That was the one funny moment from Tyrese.
Wrong.
Double Alpha. I thought that was kind of funny. But then they have to go get God's Eye. Mm. And then it's another skinny bum party.
Yeah. Because why not?
Why not? T-Pain is at the party.
Yeah.
Love T-Pain. Mm.
Why wasn't he singing?
I don't know.
He's just DJing.
It's such a waste, eh? Because he's so charismatic and funny.
Couldn't afford the autotune.
No budget for autotune. Yeah. Okay. Dom can lift a car.
Yeah.
Because he picks up a car.
For however long you need it.
Yeah. And another note, Ronda Rousey is terrible.
Yes.
She's such a bad actress.
How did she get that job?
Because she's Ronda Rousey.
No, I'm talking about in movie.
Oh.
In universe. How did she end up there?
Yeah, I don't know, man. But she's so bad. It took me out of it every single time.
Yeah, she's not great. Also, just the fact that Letty's fighting skills. I don't know what they're doing between films, right?
Yeah.
But they're learning to handle automatic weapons. Oh, man, their fighting abilities are next.
Brian level. Also, when he fights Tony Jaa, he knows Kung Fu.
He knows. He's the hand-to-hand guy.
Yes.
We've now been introduced to this in the previous
films. Yeah, but now Gal Gadot's not there. So who's paying the utility?
Who's paying the rights and stuff?
Which brings us to the sort of action sequence where they're in the city and they have to stop. Digimon is what you call
Digimon,
it.
Hansu.
Digimon Hansu. I don't know if that's offensive.
That's DJI.
I know, but Jimon.
I love Jimon.
Yeah, Jimon's so cool. They didn't give him a lot to do, though.
No.
Because he was just shouting in the helicopter.
He really was. And he was also just shouting in the room when he was like coordinating the attack.
Yeah, it's a waste, I think.
Thing. Such a waste.
But so we go to that, and they start to destroy the city a bit, which leads me to one of my favorite parts. Mm. Daddy's got to go to work.
Yeah, I'll just break my cast by flexing.
Wow. So Hobbs is in the hospital
from
the first fight.
Where he saved Elena after the building blew up.
And he realizes that Dom and the team are fighting in the city and he has to help. So all he does is just flexes his arm and breaks his fucking cast.
Cast is just broken. And he had all his clothes there and his guns.
Everything. And then the revolver gun. And he's like, Daddy's got to go to work. And he fucks up.
Yeah, his daughter's going to have to explain to the nurses what the fuck just happened.
He's a monster in this film, right? Yeah. Like, legit.
Yeah, but how did he know where that drone was that he kills with his car?
I don't know.
That's so magical. Are you escaping that thing the whole
time? There's a lot of magical things. Dom punches a dent in the car as well.
Yeah. With no arm to his hand.
No, he's fine.
Listen, so in the scene, Ramsay knows what God's Eye does because she designed it.
Right? Yeah.
Does she hide her face away at any point?
No.
She doesn't.
Nope.
She goes from car to car, keeps her face out in the open. And they're like, oh, they're on us again.
The old switcheroos with a car. Did you like that?
I thought it looked cool. It did look cool. That scene jumping where Ludacris through there. Grabs her. That looked amazing.
Yeah.
But why does she not just hide under the, like, drop in the seat?
I agree with that. That's fucking bullshit.
So stupid.
It is stupid. They push things really far in this film.
They do.
Like with Hobbs and with Toretto. All sorts of names that I'm calling
them. Fantastic
names. But they did push things too far. The hooking the grenades onto the helicopter. Mm. Ridiculous. Mm. How did he do that? How did Hobbs know that was a bag of grenades?
It's clearly a bomb bag.
Oh, is that a thing?
Bomb bags are a thing. Jen and I asked the same question. Because at this point, you start wondering.
Yeah, it's only because they start pushing things so
too
far.
Much, yeah.
I think they start to lose the balance in this film.
Yeah, they have veered wildly from what was like Hollywood blockbuster to just like, we're running with it now.
Things are fucking crazy in this bitch.
How much do you think did Paul Walker's death influence?
So initially I thought it was more than it was, to be fair, but because of the references, they're like always in the articles and stuff, they're like Paul Walker died and they had to rewrite and whatever. But upon further research, it was mainly the ending that changed. So
was the happy ending?
Yeah, so they were supposed, the way it was supposed to end was the team was supposed to be set up for their next job and they were gonna move more again to like outlaw type vibes.
Okay.
And Brian was gonna be with them and whatever.
Okay. Obviously.
So they changed that scene to be Brian choosing the family life and stuff.
Yeah. Because I figured, you know, the scene with the house blowing up.
Yeah.
That to me looked like an add-on because we don't actually see Brian's face.
No,
with the car exploding.
They just didn't shoot it, but apparently the major beats were kind of the same
chronologically.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I read. But I thought that was a really cool send off for Paul Walker.
I think so. I mean, look, you can
poke emotional.
You can poke holes in the fact that, like, story wise, it doesn't make sense for those characters to be that sad about it.
But yeah.
I think you and I both, it hits you right in the feels when you watch these movies in order like this.
Yeah.
To see Paul Walker go off, to know what happened, to know how close they were. The song just goes with it as well.
Yeah.
So I think it was well done. I think James Wan handled a horrible situation in the best possible way.
I don't see how else they could do it. So they were toying with the idea of
Lucas Black having a bigger role.
Well, no. Well, you were supposed to come back, if anything.
Yeah. I felt bad about that. I assumed.
I didn't. I did not like him.
I just assumed he'd have like the Paul Walker role, actually.
Who, him?
Nah. He was our protagonist in Tokyo Drift, and I thought the idea was Paul Walker might die early. They're going to go investigate Han stuff, and then he's going to join the team.
Yeah.
That's what I assumed was going to happen. That was, in my defense, literally right after the news of Paul Walker dying.
Yeah.
The movie only being shot a certain amount.
Well, Vin Diesel calls it the best moment in cinematic history.
No. that's
I'm just saying what Vin Diesel calls it. Vin Diesel is an interesting character. How many followers do you think he has on Facebook?
Probably a shitload.
What's a shitload to you?
Over a million.
Over a million. Mm. He has over 100 million followers on Facebook. And he's the cheesiest motherfucker on Facebook.
He sings like Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah, he's got two songs now that's out. Mm. No, he's got songs of his own.
Oh, of course.
And it's the total opposite of what you think the kind of music that he would
make.
It's like pop tunes.
It's gentle pop.
But if you have the time, do a deep dive on Vin Diesel's Facebook. It's so corny, man. There's elephants, and he quotes himself. Like, he'll say these platitudes about love and shit, and then he'll have, like, Vin Diesel underneath there.
Wow.
Like, that he said it.
Doesn't he just bring everything back to cars?
No. It's not. it's all love. It's not cars. But he's also creepy. There's that interview with that one reporter. Mm. Did you see that? Mm. She's interviewing him, and he's starting to answer, and then he just stops and says, oh my God, you're so beautiful. Isn't she beautiful? Okay. Look how beautiful she is. And this poor woman is trying to do her job, and he just keeps talking about how beautiful she is.
It's not like he just went into Dominic Toretto mode.
Thing. Yeah, he did, because he's like, oh my God, I want to marry you and take you home. Do you want to lunch after this? And it's so gross and creepy. Mm. I do suggest you watch it.
They should meet to him.
they are aware of this, but he didn't actually do anything. He was just creeper, like creeper to 100%.
Can we talk about how much money this film made?
Yeah, we can.
Fuck me. On a budget of 190 million?
Yeah.
1.56 billion.
It's the biggest earner in the franchise, yeah.
By far, yeah.
It's the fifth fastest to 1 billion, and it's the second highest grossing movie for the Universal Studios.
That is just
number
crazy,
one is Jurassic World.
Mm. But that's just crazy numbers, right?
It's nuts. And in this one, I discovered that Dom only beats Brian once while driving fairly.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But, another fun fact. Ludacris had to convince the filmmakers to let him fight.
Did they tell him it's just not the leader?
Yeah, because he's the tech guy. So he actually started doing a martial art. Started training in 52 block style.
Okay.
And he filmed himself and then sent him the footage and said,
look, I just included it in that. I can fight that too. UAE scene.
That is cack funny. But yeah, I really like the emotional send off for Paul Walker in this film.
I think they handled
it. I think it's an inferior film to Fast Five, which is kind of like the benchmark. But I had a lump in my throat.
I had a big lump in my
throat. And Wiz Khalifa, see you again. Mm. Again, I don't like that song.
But it
was the appropriate song. That song had 1 billion views in 2015.
Jeez.
And in July of 2017, that was the most viewed video on YouTube with 2.9 billion views.
Jeez.
It was quickly beat by Despacito, though.
Yes.
But that's just the impact, man. I think that Vin Diesel and Paul Walker had an international appeal.
They did.
Like, with people from all walks of life, that's why it helped that they were filming in those Latin American countries and stuff. You know what I mean? That's the only explanation that I can think of.
Man, I'm getting a bit too sad now thinking about the whole Paul Walker dying thing there again.
Look, when we see him again.
We'll see him again.
Okay, Fast and Fate of the Furious. Fast and Fight Furious.
Mm.
Fate of the Furious. Yeah. And they didn't use the number 8.
No.
In the promotional posters, they did
F8.
Fate,
yeah.
Which was F8. But in the actual title, it's not F8. What a waste.
It's not the...
God, that's such a waste. But anyway, this movie came out in 2017. It's 67% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
And this is the second movie by a black director.
Mm.
It's directed by F. Gary Gray.
Yes.
What's your favorite F. Gary Gray movie?
I don't think I have a
Friday.
I guess.
That's mine.
I guess if I had to choose, but...
Yeah, he's like not one of those.
Out of left field, eh?
This choice, I'm not sure how this came to be, to be fair. I don't know why James Wan didn't return.
He was busy. James Wan was busy. Yeah.
So in this film, Letty's back. Together with Dom's.
Mm-hmm.
She's got memories too. Because as we discovered.
Memories.
Yeah, because they got.
Loves through kiss.
Loves through kiss.
Dom was brought back to life by loves through kiss.
That's right. Frozen, right?
Yeah.
So she got all her memory back in the previous form, and we discovered that they were actually married.
Mm.
So they got married in that Los Bandoleros when I was talking about, but they didn't show that in the form.
Yeah.
So This one again starts with a race, which I enjoy. I feel like they should start all of them like that.
Yeah.
This is a stupid race, though.
Yeah, the only issue I have with that whole opening is that it's way too long.
Yeah, it's way too long.
It's a fun race.
What's a Cuban mile?
I have no idea.
Because Storm said, we race a quarter mile, and he's like, no, we're going to race a Cuban mile. I was like, what's the difference between a Cuban mile and a mile?
It's like the quality of your cigar.
Cack. That is cack dangerous. Yeah, Dom does that old shit with the tag on his engine. Yeah. And Dom should be dead jumping out of that
car. He really should. No, he shouldn't be dead just jumping out of the car. I feel like
the fire
car
should have killed
being
him.
On fire
yeah.
should have killed him.
Also, people surround him like he's Jesus Christ.
Yeah, all the time.
No, but that was so weird. This was the first time where I felt like I understand the cheesy crowds in the earlier films.
But his adoration is just
doesn't make sense. This one is where I felt like this doesn't make sense for these people to love him so much and surround him and listen to their conversation. And as the respect is enough for me.
Yeah.
God, the cheesy lines.
But it's essential because later.
Yeah, I get it. I get
you
it.
Know.
Hobbs is a superhero now.
Yes. Also,
like full on.
Hobbs has also further lost his, like, whatever Hobbs we know from Fast Five is just, like, even more disappeared at this point.
Yeah, he's a full-on superhero. He's it's crazy how he's... I didn't realize that the progression was like that.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron is... She's great.
Yeah.
But she should not have... had dreadlocks, I think.
She shouldn't have had any of those braids in.
I think white people shouldn't have dreadlocks.
No, I don't
fight
think
me.
Have. I'm gonna just also dive into my irritations.
Oh, here we go.
Right off the bat. I'm sorry, I just have
to. No, eat it, bro.
This film, so much of this film is dedicated towards setting up the Hobbs and Shaw
speech. Yes, that's a note of mine
it
too.
Is so messed
they
up.
Spend so much time in the prison and stuff when Hobbs is arrested and he goes in and they have to have this banter.
Yeah.
And he arm curls a concrete bench.
Yes, because I'm strong. And he's punching a wall to warm up.
And so much time is spent on redeeming Shaw.
Exactly. Because we've got to make him likable. Right?
Yeah, we have
to. He's going to be a good guy.
Where's the justice for Han?
So this film spawned the justice for Han.
Hashtag.
I believe, and I'm going to motivate this, it should have spawned justice for Elena.
Yeah.
Really. Because her character arc.
Shame.
I'm diving right into a deeper part of the movie. But her character arc is essentially, leave my life, set up with Dom, tell Dom go and be happy.
Yeah.
I'm not aware I'm pregnant with his baby at that point.
Nope.
I see him again a year or two later. I'm still not pregnant or I haven't had a child at that point. I then fall pregnant and have a child and get taken hostage and get killed.
So you think she's lying about it being Dom's baby?
Dude, like how is it Dom's baby?
It doesn't make sense.
There's no
unless
logic.
all those events happen in like a span of what, a year?
But Brian and Mia's baby's age throws that out the water.
I think that one shit the bed with the logic.
But they completely screwed themselves on the logic in that one.
I don't think people care though enough.
I guess, but even if you just look at her character arc,
just
from the first movie she's in till the last, they literally treat her so shit.
Yeah, they do treat
her
shit.
She gives up her life to go and like be with Dom. She gives Dom up to make so that he can be happy with Letty again.
Yeah.
She goes to work with the Rock. She leaves there. And then we see her again. She's kidnapped and killed. Thanks, ma'am. You're so useful.
You served your purpose.
You've
Please
served
buckle.
Your purpose, yeah. No,
I get you. Oh, I get that.
I know that we want justice for him, but justice for Elena with that story writing, man.
Okay, we're going to start that hashtag.
We're starting it.
Yeah, I get that. And it did irritate me the setup for Hobbs and Shaw, which is actually a point of contention with them. So if you remember, a week before the filming ended, The Rock had posted a message.
Mm.
The message read, I'm going to read it. This is my final week of shooting Fast and Furious 8. Mm. There's no other franchise that gets my blood boiling more than this one. An incredible, hardworking crew. Universal has been great partners as well. My female co-stars are always amazing and I love them. My male co-stars, however, are a different story. Some conduct themselves as stand-up men and true professionals, while others don't. The ones that don't are too chicken shit to do anything about it anyway. Candy asses. Mm-hmm. When you watch this movie next April and it seems like I'm not acting in some of these scenes and my blood is legit boiling, you're right. Bottom line is, it'll play great for the movie and fits this Hob character that's embedded in my DNA extremely well. Mm-hmm. The producer in me is happy about this part. Mm. Final week on Fast 8 and I'll finish strong. Hashtag Iceman cometh. Hashtag F8. Hashtag zero tolerance for candy asses. Wow. Oh. So him and Vin Diesel had beef.
Yeah.
On this one. Vin Diesel apparently canceled some of Johnson's planned scenes because he's a producer on it. And sometimes he just didn't show up on set in time and like made them wait for like hours. And you, if you know The Rock, if you follow The Rock, his work ethic is like second to none.
Yeah.
So he's got no time for cuck like that. And then when Diesel confronted Johnson in a secret meeting, they were like, okay, they cleared up a few things. And it was, quote, a fundamental difference in philosophies on how we approach filmmaking and collaborate.
So do you know what's my favorite fan theory on that one?
What?
They were setting up a fight for WrestleMania.
Oh, wow.
People legit thought that The Rock, because they wanted him to return to wrestling, because he normally pops up at WrestleManias.
Yeah.
They're like, he's hyping a fight with Vin Diesel at WrestleMania.
Wow, that would have been cool, actually.
What would Vin Diesel be doing?
Well, what was Mike Tyson doing there? What was Donald Trump doing
there? No, more pertinently, what was LT doing there?
Listen. We can do a whole podcast on the WWE. But anyway, so also the announcement of Hobbs and Shaw is also what added to this shit because that's the studio decision. It wasn't a Vin Diesel decision.
But what I will add there, and remember Tyrese jumped on this shit, right?
Yeah.
He was the only cast member to vocally like go against The Rock and actually say stuff. I think there is some truth to what Tyrese was saying in terms of The Rock trying to hijack the franchise.
Look, it's The Rock.
He is the biggest actor in the world.
He's the biggest actor in the world.
But it's not his franchise.
It's not his franchise, but that's why they gave him a spinoff.
So that's true. But my issue is that perhaps what Tyrese is saying in terms of The Rock prioritizing his own shit instead of the Fast stuff, the Fast movies, I think there's some truth to that. And I love
that,
The Rock.
But in the same breath, this is Vin Diesel's biggest franchise and his biggest moneymaker.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's trying to protect that as well. And I understand why he got upset, but like, it's the studio in the end.
Yeah.
It's not on you, bro. You're not putting the money up.
Exactly.
Another little quote from The Rock after all this cuck. He wished Diesel all the best, and I harbor no ill will there, just because of the clarity we have. Actually, you can erase that part about no ill will. We'll just keep it with the clarity.
Just a touch, Bishi.
Fucking just a touch, Bishi, bro. Anyway, back to the movie. The New York chase scene. Okay, first of all, Scott Eastwood does not have the talent of his father.
Yeah, I was telling Jenna, I think that they thought we can just replace
Brian,
dead white guy, with new white guy.
Yeah.
Here's Scott Eastwood.
He's you know what I say to that?
That's racist.
Forget about it, cuz.
Yo, Scott Eastwood is so bad.
He's so bad. I haven't seen anything else with him in it, though. Like
Scott Eastwood?
Yeah, I don't.
He's like, he hasn't broken out of his dad.
Because he doesn't have the talent.
He doesn't. He looks somewhat like his dad.
Man, it's terrible. No, he's a good looking guy. Don't get me wrong. But New York Chase is cool,
New York Chase is cool. The CGI in this film let me down massively. Yeah. I mean, the stuff that Cypher does. So
you can't hack those vehicles.
There's so many vehicles that don't have computer chips.
They don't have
chips. You just can't access them. But look, the way they portray Cypher is that, I think Ramsey mentions it.
She can hack anything.
Cypher, they thought, is an organization.
Yeah.
But actually, Cypher's a person and she can hack anything. She sees herself as like the oversight for the world.
Yeah.
That's the reason she's doing what she's doing. But what is the real point of anything?
Yeah.
There isn't any for me. There's no stakes in this one at all. That scene,
also, why did she need Dom?
She doesn't. I mean, once they get the EMP.
Was it just personal that he like messed up her plan? Because you find out that she was involved in other plans. So they all connected. Her, Braga, Maga,
everything.
Taga, and then She was involved in she was involved in all of that. And so I get it. Okay, she wants him to suffer.
Yeah.
But just get the job done.
So Jenna's theory, which I think is probably movie-wise what they were thinking, is that because Dom is the people, they would have hired Dom to stop her.
Mm.
So she gets Dom so that he can't
yeah. his team again. And his family can't deal with it. It's the one thing the family can't deal with.
Uh-huh.
Him.
Yes.
Because he has no weaknesses.
Because he's the zaddy.
Wowza.
Yeah.
That's, when you say it like that, it's so gross. Oh my God. But I enjoy the New York scene. Again, they didn't need Roman. he chooses the worst car. He chooses the worst car. Yeah, he chooses every the worst time. Car in the fucking ice or so.
Every time. And they don't even do anything with the Vader.
No, they don't. Roman is stupid.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He is. They are chased by a submarine eventually. Mm.
Because they needed Lancey. Everything.
You know? They also drove for a very long time on that ice.
Mm, it's a big patch of ice.
So yeah, you spoke about justice for Elena. Shame. I do feel bad. But how else do you get Dom to do this shit?
I don't know. His
number
like
one thing is family.
I know.
They can't kidnap a member anymore, like Letty or whatever. That's like played out.
Mm.
So you have to have him have a son.
But now, and this is the other point that Jenna made, because she was invested. <this
thing. laughs> Yeah, of course.
So she's like, why does Dom not just say at any point
to
any of the people on his team, like, I'm only doing this because she's got my son?
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything.
No.
Him and Cypher Frey in what is possibly one of the worst movie kisses ever.
Well, Charlize Theron has said that he kissed like a dead fish in that scene. But he was supposed to be unwilling, like reluctant to do it. It's really bad.
It looks so bad. at no point does he like, say, this is why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So is it
also, how does he plan stuff in the? I understand the meeting with
through proclamation. I told you.
No, but like the meeting with what is her character's name?
Cypher.
No. Helen Mirren's character.
Mommy Shaw.
Yeah, Mommy Shaw. The meeting with Mommy Shaw, I understand.
It took so much coordination.
It's such a but how did he coordinate
that? That's what we asked too. Because he gets the guy from Cuba.
He's fucking being surveilled 24 hours
and
a day.
And he's on the plane.
Yes, you can't sneak a fucking cell phone call out. Abby brought this up and it's a really big deal for her. Because she's like, how did he do it?
Mm.
Never explained.
And he also sets up his own car. He puts a new button in his car to make the engine misfire. Just that? A bitchy.
Yeah, makes focal sense.
Yeah, this film, I think, again, it's now bigger. They bigger, fully better embrace that. But that the plot holes are like, insane, man.
Yeah.
It's like, guys, I know everything has to be connected, but you're losing logic.
They're losing a lot of logic with this one.
The Roman's supposed to die.
Yeah.
I mean, Roman goes into the water.
I actually wish he would have died.
No, just stop with the Roman negativity. Okay? We love Roman.
We don't love Roman. Listen, if you have...
We'll do a poll.
Yeah, no.
If you like Roman.
If you like Roman, tell us if you like Roman. We want to see the numbers on this bad boy. I fucking hate Roman. Also, Roman never calls Dom by his first name until this movie.
For real?
Yeah. Random, right?
I don't know how. I do love Russell again.
Yeah, but it's Kurt Russell.
He's so much fun.
I love the way he takes Scott
Eastwood
for a chat.
Mm.
Every single time, he's just like, they call him Little Nobody. And I like that Roman was number 11 on the most wanted list.
Oh, that's, they just use that throughout.
I would have put him
12.
Yeah. And then they also said this person is 6 and 8 and 9.
There's no 7.
7 is Brian, because Furious 7 was Brian's last film.
Oh, okay.
Do with that what you will.
Okay. I did pick up that there was no 7. I was like, is it?
It's because Brian is 7, Although, if you think about it, in terms of relationship, Brian should be 2.
Yeah.
If Toretto was 1.
Exactly.
Yeah, but anyway, I digress. I thought that the final scene was okay. Like, again, it was, you had to suspend your disbelief.
Yes.
Quite a bit, because a submarine is not as fast as vehicles on land.
Do you know what my issue is, though?
Mm.
The movie has so many plot holes and stuff that irritated me building to that point.
Yeah.
That it was harder for me to suspend my disbelief then at the end.
Yeah.
Because I'm irritated, man. I'm like, with the other films, I mean, The Safe being dragged through the streets with like any of the other action sequences, I'm willing to suspend because I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah.
In this one, I was so pissed at that point already.
I will say that the Shaw and Baby, that I love that.
Mm.
What?
Because we've got to love Shaw. He's so funny.
No, I didn't care about that. I mean, I was pissed off that they were now trying to redeem Shaw. But that scene on its own, I really enjoyed that.
That's fun. The karate stuff
it's
is
a lot
fun.
Of karate.
The karate battle that drank before that scene was important. But again,
I thought
that
was
it's
a lot
so
of fun.
Ham-fisted, man. Like, look how funny he is. Oh, he's so cute.
Well,
baby,
they have to set up the phone.
I also don't like that Owen Shaw comes back and he looks like a tweaker.
Yeah.
He looks like
what
he's
was he
filming out
that
of
time?
His mind. Because he's like the Owen Shaw that we know, cool, calm, pragmatic.
Yeah.
There's no sign of
well,
that.
Well, he suffered a trauma.
So,
and
now,
he was in prison,
so now he's a tuckle.
Malnourished. Prison back. Is not ideal.
He's like, lame, excited.
Yeah, I mean, look. It is what it is. But this one is also not my favorite in the franchise, I would say. All right.
Jenna had a very important question.
Yes.
That I'm going to pose and someone can write in and tell us how.
Okay. Maybe I can answer that.
I doubt you can.
Okay.
Who's watching the baby after Elena's killed?
Yeah, a henchman.
That's a baby, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That baby needs to be fed.
No, it's a trained mercenary watching that.
That child.
Yeah,
and then after Shaw gets that baby?
Shaw pitches up at the end with the baby.
I know. So from the air, from the plane.
Shaw's been looking after
He's looking after the kid.
That's fucking weird,
He's
right?
more lovable, eh? It's God Daddy Shaw.
Brings the fucking... Yes, that's a good question.
That is so weird. Like, they kill the mother with the child in the room.
Yeah.
And then
let's go take over the world.
Yeah.
And then the child is just there. I'm sure someone was watching it. Maybe someone in a more administrative role.
Imagine the au pair advert for that. Au pair needed to work on plane that never lands.
Would you like to work for a super villain? Yeah, ridiculous. And then this movie doesn't end with Latin music, which kind of pissed me off, actually.
Yeah, it's the biggest drawback.
I know. I've gotten so used to it.
I know.
I know when things are... When the shit...
It's happy.
After the shit has hit the fan. Canta lang cantaro. I was waiting.
Now you know.
I will say also, I really believe Letty and Dom's relationship. Like, throughout.
Yeah.
I believe... I like the fact that Dom has one true love and he will do anything for her. And he is okay, like I said, to be on an island with her and just exist.
Yeah.
He keeps getting pulled back into the life, but he would be happy.
Every
just,
time I try to leave.
Yeah. They bring me back. Mm. I don't know that song.
How do you not know that song?
God, man, I can't know everything. There's only so much fucking space for these things in my brain.
It looks like you're running out.
I am running out because this is the last film in the franchise until for 9.
Yeah. Which we will be getting Justin Lin back on.
We will be getting Justin Lin back
Justin
on.
Justin Lin's coming to finish.
Vin Diesel is happy. Like, that's a selling point, and he's super happy to be working with him again.
Yeah.
So let's jump into your favorite stuff. Favorite car.
Favorite car. Sure, I don't really have one for this part of it.
Don't
cause,
be.
Cause there's so much many. Of the there's, focus in
are you joking? There are so many cars.
No, I'm saying they weren't that much of the focus anymore.
Yes, but I mean, just from what you saw, what they were driving, what's your favorite?
There's a car that I just happen to love, which is the new Skyline that Brian has once him and me have settled.
Yeah.
I just love that car, the GTR. It's the newer version of the Godzilla, so.
Okay.
I'll
You're
go
choosing
with
that one.
Yeah.
Mine is Letty's Jensen Interceptor in Fast and Furious 6. I just think it's absolutely beautiful.
It is.
I love that back.
Yeah.
It's so nice. Google it if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite character?
Jeepers. Again.
If you say Roman, I'm going to punch you in the dick.
I'm going to go with Brian up until he's not there anymore. I think he had the best growth in terms of a character. When Dom becomes too unbelievable, Brian, he picks up some jujitsu and karate on the side, but I really like him.
I get that.
Like his growth and him as a person, I really do like him.
Okay, I get that. And it's nice that it's a main cast member. Mine is not
a main.
No, it's just It was a tie, and I was thinking of Leo and Santos. I just really dig them. The two of them just talking cack the whole time. Yeah. And they're just there for the work.
Yeah.
They don't take part in the bullshit.
That's honest work.
Yeah. But my absolute favorite is Mr. Nobody.
Yeah. I dig that.
Just because he steals every single scene that he's in. And he's such a nice guy.
Yeah. And he's so happy. He's got such a happy disposition.
Such a happy disposition.
He always finds like the silver lining.
So, favorite line.
My favorite line.
Hey, do you have any runners up, first of all?
No, I could have chosen any number of the corny ones. But I've got an absolute favorite. And it's Dom to Brian when they're about to start the airport, the chasing the plane thing.
Yeah.
And Letty's in the back seat.
Yeah.
And Dom is like, ride or die. And Brian's like, ride or die.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, if I'm on that back seat and two Mensa in front are telling Makai, ride or die, I'm getting out that car, bro. Imagine your Uber picture. And he turns to you and he's like, ride or die.
Technically, also, they're jumping out of a plane, so they're not riding.
No.
So their only other option is death.
Yeah. You're going to die.
Oh, my God.
It's just like the earnestness that they do it with.
But it also, that like covers the whole franchise.
Yeah, I know, but damn it, no.
Cuck funny.
I'll just get out.
I have a couple runners up.
Mm-hmm.
Fast and Furious 8. Mm-hmm. Hobbs says, I'm going to kick your teeth so far down your throat, you're going to stick a toothbrush right up your ass to brush him.
Yeah, he's got so many of those.
The fuck? I like And then Dom, it doesn't matter what's under the hood. The only thing that matters is who's behind the wheel. Totally false.
Yeah.
It 100% matters what's really under the hood. Dom says, thing about street fights, the street always wins.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
You're gonna, it's like because the house always wins with the casino.
Yeah, I get it, but what is the street? Did he mean the literal street is going to beat them both? Yeah, because
he knew that the street was going to eat know, them up. I know, but like,
I think it's way deeper than, it's not as deep as he thought it was, which is cuck funny.
We all, it's ashes to ashes, dust to dust. You come from the street, you go back. I have a run up.
Can
I
give me
my run up? My run up is when they before the airport chasing and Hobbs tells Dom, if you do this, the deal's off the table.
Yeah.
And Dom's response is, it was off the table the day we were born. How, man?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh my God.
I
so
love that scene.
So my favorite line, he's from Fast Five, and it's when they do the calculations as to how the cut that each one of them are going to get.
Mm.
And that Roman says, 11 million. That sounds like a whole lot of vaginal activity to me.
He did the math. That
also implies that the only way you'll get vagina is fucking with money.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He knows and he embraces.
This guy is the worst.
He embraces it because he knows he can't do anything.
Foot sack, man. Okay, favorite action sequence.
I'm gonna go with the tank scene. Tank on the highway.
Oh wow.
Again, just for pure cinema like madness and I don't have many moments where I'm in the cinema and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That whole scene did that for me.
Okay. I get that. Mine is from Fast Five. It's the safe heist.
Yeah. That was my very close second.
It's so good, man. Still, I mean, that movie was when? 20 fucking, what? It's
2011.
It's still so good. Mm. Even made us go, when that safe goes through the
bank.
Building.
Yeah,
the bank.
Yeah.
Yes, so much glass, so much destruction. I fucking love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your favorite race. Do you have a race there?
No, there aren't really that many races.
There are races.
No, what I'm saying, like, impactful races.
There are blacks. There are Asians.
I don't really. Look, in Fast Five, they tease that we're going to have a race, right? And then, like, we don't see it.
We don't see the race.
Which I would have been interested to see that. There is also the four police cars. I guess that's like the most memorable one for me. I don't really have a favorite.
My favorite race is the Chevy fleet line versus the Ford Fairlane in Cuba. Just because it's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love that he finishes in reverse driving the same speed as that guy going forward.
It's not possible.
But he's, he But he's on fire.
But that's a running theme. I mean, in terms of like they already at top end.
Yeah.
And if they want to overtake someone or go faster, they just gear down.
Yeah.
Do you know what that would sound like in a real situation?
In an American car, it sounds different.
Your fucking revs will be through the roof, my friend.
Yeah, but we know his car's hot because everything's red, Ross.
Yeah.
The manifold.
Yeah, Alice.
Everything is red.
Yeah. No, I get it. The logic is sound.
He's running hot.
Okay, so let's put them in order. You want to, your least favorite to favorite?
Least favorite to favorite. Least favorite has got, and I thought that Tokyo Drift was my least favorite. I have subsequently changed that. So from least favorite to favorite, I'm going Too Fast, Too Furious. It is the pits.
Mm.
It is such a useless sequel. It is so bad. It has the worst villain. It sucks ass. I will then go for Fate of the Furious.
Oh, shit.
I hated this movie on rewatch, dude.
Yo.
The popcorn value that I thought I had with it when I watched it the first time, yeah. I didn't have the second time. The plot holes irritated me to no end. I'm very willing to suspend my disbelief on things, but the plot holes just got to me.
Yeah.
I couldn't deal with it. Fate of the Furious is down there.
I got you.
I'll put Fast 1 then. The first Fast and the Furious. As much as it's an enjoyable and nostalgic movie, I think it's the one that had the least idea and concept of what it could become.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a generic ripoff of Point Break, and I think even though it introduces us to the characters, it's not
fully fleshed characters.
Not
also.
At all.
Yeah.
I'll then put in Fast 3, Tokyo Drift, then Fast 7, and I'm still coin toss between my favorites. I'm going to go Fast 6, Fast 5, number 1.
Okay. Okay. So, mine is similar.
Mm-hmm.
Too Fast and Furious is definitely the fucking worst of them.
It's just so bad.
It's so bad. It's so bad. I won't go Fast 8 after that. I will go Tokyo Drift.
Mm-hmm.
Because the acting...
It's a touch corny, isn't
it? It's Bow Wow for me, I think. Oh, I fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, I dislike him as well.
So I'll go, so that's Too Fast, Too Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift. Then I will go Fast and the Furious 1 in terms of quality. But maybe it should be higher just based on the cultural impact and what it meant to me at that time. But I'll put it there. 8, Fight after that, Fast and Furious 8. Then 7, then 6, then 5.
So we've got the same worst.
Same and worst and best. You can't. It's the only option.
That's true.
Too Fast and Furious was fucking horrible, and Fast 5 was bad, the best one.
Yeah. I'm down.
It's because Roman is in there as a star. So
it exacerbates the situation.
Exactly. That makes my point for me. Don't change your opinion. Cole.
Don't forget about Hauser.
No. So that was fun. That's a long discussion on Fast and Furious. But I feel like even though you didn't want to do it, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it as well. I highly recommend
that. Go and check this out.
Yeah. Watch them in order. Yeah.
And see if your perception of the series changes.
Yeah.
Let us know if your perception of like our order, what the order that we came up with is different. But you will, I guarantee you'll view the series differently.
Yeah.
Watching it 1 to 8.
Definitely. I must say I am excited for Fast and Furious 9 now.
I am too.
Yeah.
Do you have any theories?
So space was mentioned, as you know.
The rocket car was teased in the trailer.
Yeah, rocket car was teased in the trailer.
Han is back.
Han is back inexplicably. I'll be interesting to find out how that fucking works. Yeah.
Justice for Han is part of the marketing campaign.
Yeah, I think the tagline is justice is served or justice is here or something.
Yeah, something like that.
But I think in the end, Dom is going to die.
I'm not sure. I think they're going to kill Brian's character.
No, in the next movie, yes. Brian is for sure dead because Mia's back.
Exactly. And there's no Brian in
there. There's no Brian. But in terms of the saga as a whole, in the end, I think Dom is going
to
die.
He has to save his family.
That's right.
Yeah, it's the only real...
Or aliens.
Yeah. I think in part 10, they go to hell. And Dom fights the devil.
That would be amazing.
I think it's the only next
What movie. If he fights God himself?
Yeah.
And punches God in the face.
Him, God, and the devil are going to dice.
Yeah.
But they need a fourth.
They do need a fourth because that's how dice is working.
Hitler.
Nice. Love it. Two goodies, two baddies. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, at this point, anything can fucking happen. Yeah. And the spin-offs, Hobbs and Shaw 2 is going, is happening, isn't
it? I'm sure it will. I'm sure the first one by
the And then, like I said, there was mention of Roman and Tej team up. I'm not interested in that.
Not really.
Yeah, because Roman is the worst, right?
They might try and get Ramsey in there too. For Menage a Ram.
He keeps talking about Ramsey. He's talking about Masande.
Yeah. Actual character name is Ram.
Phew. That was fun. Are there any shout-outs?
We've got to shout out our wives on this one.
Yeah, our wives, they stuck by us. They threw. Look, I don't want to say my wife is better than your wife, but Abby watched all of them.
Mm.
Jen skipped a couple.
Jen did a Vin Diesel. So she skipped two and three.
Two and three, yeah.
She came back with
it. Which is not cool, Jen. Okay? You're not part of La Familia.
She did a Vin Diesel. She's like, I'm only here for the good
stuff. No, Abby was with me till the end, bro. She was ride or die.
Yeah.
No, I really appreciate that.
I've got to give them shout outs.
Yeah.
And the contributions, I think both Abby and
Jen. Oh, I loved it. Just the questions coming from her. Solid questions. Yeah. Valid questions.
They're paying attention. They're in it.
Loved it. I enjoyed that movie with my wife. Mm-hmm. The saga with my wife.
Yeah.
And look forward to the next one.
Looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, we're doing all the Bonds.
No. No.
We'll talk about the next one in the future. Where can people find us?
Can find us at, first of all, our Gmail account, biscobrasa@gmail.com. Alternatively, go ahead and interact with us on Instagram. We put up posts all the time. We'll put out some fast-related posts as well.
Yeah.
Biscobrasa podcast on Insta.
All right. Safe.
Safe for us.